I think it is good that the party, ZANU-PF, decided to call Comrade of a hero's status. For some of us who have known him for a long time, we are quite happy. I have been very critical of ZANU-PF calling hero status to some of the people who we believe, some of us, did not contribute anything except that they were relatives or friends of the powers that be. But in this particular case, we are quite happy. I think this is that's a good move.
Tell us a little bit more about Mr. Skanyiso Ndlovu. Who was he and what did he do for Zimbabwe that you really can say, you know, well done, farewell, Comrade Ndlovu or Mr. Ndlovu, you did well for your country?
Comrade Ndlovu was a gallant fighter, true cadre of the revolution. I first met him here in Zimbabwe during the ZAP era as a youth. Then we met in the United States. He was in Syracuse, I was in Boston. We used to meet time after time, discuss the struggle. He was in ZAPU, I was in ZANU. Because of our background coming from Berengwa, we were fairly close to each other. And then we met in Zambia, where he was involved in the education of the ZAPU cadres. He became a member of the Revolutionary Council. I was a member of NARE. Then we met here in Zimbabwe, became colleagues in the cabinet. He was minister, at one stage, the Minister of Information, the Minister of Education, and I was in Minister of Economic Planning and then Agriculture. And we were members of the Politburo together. He was a man who was quite resolute and principled and very clear about the struggle. He pioneered the concept of distance education. When he came here, he formed Zibeko College. He was an education excellence. He was a giant in the field of education, really an expert, and he was passionate about education. So we certainly will miss him.
Would you say that would be his legacy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, education is his legacy.